Hi, I'm Sky. I promise I'm your guy. I don't get high. It's not my life. Let me tell you the story about how I became the guy and how it affects me. Because all I want is for you and I to get along like we used to.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Toasty Podcast. If this is your first time, I just want to say thank you and get ready for the number one politics, society, and culture podcast in the DFW area and possibly even America. We talk about all sorts of controversy here in proper podcast form, and that means we tell you exactly what we think. I call that staying toasty. I try to publish as much as I can, and every week I have my co-host come on to give us the facts. Until then, though, you're stuck with me, your host, Sky Day. So, let's get freaking toasty. What's up, guys? Welcome back. I am changing up the podcast a little bit. As you could see, I changed the intro. I needed to do that for 2022. I need to get back into the swing of things. So I went, you know what? We're going to change things up. We're going to change it. And here we are. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to be your host for the majority of the time. You know, my own little 30-minute or less segment for your commute is going to be at least, well, I'll try to do it daily, but I can't make any promises. I'm just going to do it as much as I can. And then, you know, every week I'll have Maddie B on. The Maddie B you guys know and love, he'll come on because, you know, he has a family. He can't be doing this every freaking day unless we start actually making money. First things first, though, you guys have heard the Joe Rogan story. I'm sure you have. Come on. If you haven't heard it, you need to get out from under the rock and go check out some news, see what's up. It's not good. It's really not good at all because it's a precedent for sure. You know, I'm not going to overblow it because a lot of people are overblowing it. I think that it's not a huge deal because it's Joe Rogan and I feel like he can do what he needs to do. You know what I mean? Like there's a way out. All I'm saying is there's a way out. And I think people are thinking, this is it. You know, this is the end. If he's gone, everything's ruined. But really, there's a plan B. There's always a plan B. And I'm going to talk about that right now, actually. So one of the plan Bs that's actually happening currently is Rumble gave him a quote-unquote totally legit offer of $100 million for 4 years. They sent a letter. The CEO of Rumble apparently sent a letter to Joe Rogan. On Monday, YouTube competitor Rumble released a statement in support of Joe Rogan, appearing to offer the podcast host $100 million for a four-year deal. Wowzers. Dear Joe, Chris Pavlovsky, I guess that's how you say his name. I'm sorry, Rumble dude, if you're listening. Awesome. I'm glad you're listening, but also sorry. He wrote, "We stand with you, your guests, and your legion of fans and desire for real conversation. So we'd like to offer you 100 million freaking big ones, reasons to make the world a better place." Wow, 100 million reasons to make the world a better place. That's hilarious. So the reasons are dollars. "How about you bring all your shows to Rumble," he says, "both old and new, with no censorship, for 100 million bucks over 4 years. What do you say, pal? You want to go out with me?" He didn't say that. "This is our chance to save the world. And yes, this is totally legit." Those are his words in quotes. They also tweeted, "Hey, at Joe Rogan, we are ready to fight alongside you. See the note from our CEO?" Bro, this is insane. Okay. That's what I was saying, though. I was saying that. So one of my buddies calls me, right? And he's up in arms, of course, because this crap's crazy. He's like, "Bro, if they take away Joe Rogan, that's like my lifeblood, you know, because I listen to Joe Rogan all the time. You know, he's very good at what he does, but most importantly, he has extremely good guests." And I think there's something to note here. A podcast is as good as its guests. I'd say, oh, okay, you know what? I can't say that. I would say 60% of a podcast comes from its guests. Have you seen my episodes with my guests that I've done on the Toasty Podcast? Those are the ones with the most downloads. Adoy. So anyway, I know that Joe Rogan's huge, but the thing is that those people that are on his show, they can go to other shows as well. And Joe Rogan won't let that, like, he won't let it die, guys. You guys got to chill out here. He's not going to just be like, "Oh, man, they talked bad about me. I'm out." Like, that, why, what? Does that sound like Joe to you? I'm not going to say I know the guy, but I listen to his podcasts. You know, I'd like to think that I know him somewhat. Rogan, I love you. In recent weeks, Rogan has been embroiled in various controversies regarding Spotify after several musicians attempted to present the streaming service with an ultimatum. This is including Neil Young, of course. You guys know that story. You know, the old legend rock star, apparently, that I... Yeah. One of his top five songs is Living in a Free World. Irony, bro. Irony. It's hilarious. But the CEO also said, I do not believe that silencing Joe is the answer. We should have clear lines around content and take action when they are crossed, but canceling voices is a slippery slope. Here's another news segment from that same topic. There's 100-plus Joe Rogan episodes that are pulled from Spotify right now. If you guys haven't heard, that's the rundown. The rundown is this. People were saying that Joe Rogan was spreading misinformation. That's the start of it. Neil Young says, if you don't take him off the platform, I'm going to take my music off Spotify. He backed down very quickly, like a day after he said that, knowing that Joe Rogan has more pull than he does on Spotify. Next thing you know, there's an uproar from the woke left mob demanding he be censored or taken off the platform because he is spreading misinformation again. Then a compilation video comes out after Joe Rogan actually apologizes on Instagram. I believe it was Instagram, with a video saying, you know, he does what he does because he loves to talk to people and he's not really going to stop, but he's sorry if people don't like that. They don't have to watch, kind of thing. So it wasn't really an apology, even though people are calling it an apology. There's a lot of Twitter sphere talk about how he should not have apologized. Well, look, at first I said, you know what? Maybe you're right. But then I thought more about it and I was like, nah, dude, he didn't even really apologize. Like, he just said, yo, I'm going to keep doing this stuff. But he needed to address it, at least. You know, I think there's like a fine line here in press right now with the woke left canceling, cancel culture, whatever you want to call it. I say woke left. The woke is consists of more than just the left. I think they're just very extreme people in general. It's either, you know, you don't do anything and continue to get beaten up, you know, I guess emotionally, I don't know, and socially on social media, and let your name be defamed. You know, there's a fine line, or a slippery slope, I guess, of letting yourself be defamed and not addressing it, or addressing it, but also not apologizing. And then you can go all the way to the other end of the spectrum and completely apologize and bend over. So there's the three options you have. Don't say anything. Let yourself be defamed. Don't apologize, but address it. And apologize and completely bend over. That's it. That's all you got. So Joe Rogan chose the center one, the second one, you know. Of course he did, because, you know, he's a very centrist person, as it turns out. He's not really extreme right, but that's what CNN or other media sources would have you believe. And the trouble I have is that people actually believe it. I don't understand why someone can't do, you know, 2 minutes of quick internet searching of people's comments about Joe Rogan. You know, you see one comment that's bad about Joe Rogan saying he's spreading misinformation, and for every one comment of that you see, you'll also see 10 comments on top of that saying, I think you've never seen one of his episodes, bro, or brodette, girl. Anyway, addressing Spotify staff at a company town hall, EK said, we're not in the business of dictating the discourse that these creators want to have on their shows. The interesting thing, or funny thing, or ironic thing, or whatever, the thing about this, him saying this, is that they say this stuff, and then he pulled almost 100 episodes of Joe Rogan. He pulled the episodes. What's even better, just to stack on the facts here, they pulled episodes from before 2020, not even COVID episodes where they're like, you're spreading misinformation. Like, I don't understand. Did he just think that he would appease them by pulling some episodes, you know? And they chose the episodes where he said the N-word. Now, I, of course, have feelings about that, but also don't really care. He can say what he wants on his podcast. That's why podcasting exists, you know? thank goodness I can say what I want to say right now on this podcast behind the mic. And you can listen or you don't have to listen. See you later. Bye. You know, it doesn't matter to me. But if you're listening for the first time, thank you for joining me. And I'm glad you got this far. I'm surprised you got this far. Also, please hit the subscribe button. That helps me out. Oh my gosh, that helps me out. Or tell someone about the freaking show, dude. Come on. Where you at? So, look, bottom line here on the Joe Rogan-ish. He is going to win over somehow. I can't tell you how. I can't predict the future. But I will tell you this. It's not over. In the coming weeks, we'll see other things. And the media is going to treat Joe Rogan like a bad politician. Or, honestly, a good politician. A politician against their side. How about that? They're going to treat him like that. They're going to marginalize him. They're going to smear him. And everything in between. Now, the cherry on top. After Spotify says, you know, we support Joe Rogan, basically. Then they delete the episodes. Next thing, the third thing they do right now. This is a recent Breitbart article. Spotify CEO pledges $100 million to marginalized groups after Joe Rogan N-word clip goes viral. Now, the N-word clip, like I said, is a compilation of him saying the N-word on his podcast numerous times on different episodes. Look, I'm not going to tell you that I support him saying those things or not saying those things. However, I have seen comments from the marginalized groups, end quote, that they're talking about, and they're like, bro, we support you. We get it. It wasn't meant derogatory in any way, you know, and it doesn't mean you're racist. Now, people are calling Joe Rogan racist. Because of that, of course, that's also a very slippery slope. How do you defend that? And that's the reason they choose racism. They choose racism because you really can't defend it. It's that card that no one can say anything about. If you say anything, of course, you're supposedly or apparently proving yourself guilty, which is idiocy, in my opinion. In a letter sent to Spotify staff, this is the Breitbart article again. In the letter, the Hollywood Reporter, Eek said, that's EK is the CEO of Spotify, apparently. I don't know his last name. Said, while he strongly condemns Joe Rogan's incredibly hurtful language, those were quotes, he does not want to take a ride down the slippery slope, in quotes again, of canceling voices. And I agree with that. You don't want to cancel voices, but here's this next. I want to make one point very clear. I do not believe that silencing Joe is the answer. We should have clear lines around content and make action when they are crossed. But canceling voices is a slippery slope, of course. As again, over the weekend, Rogan found himself in hot water. Yeah. It's not my word to use. I'm well aware of that now. But for years, I used it in that manner, Rogan said. I never used it to be racist because I'm not racist. But whenever you're in a position where you have to say, I'm not racist, you effed up. And I clearly have effed up, he added. Well, that's interesting that he even said that. Okay, so you know what? This is changing my view. I didn't know those quotes. Okay, this is my bad, guys. But whenever you're in a situation where you have to say, I'm not racist, you fucked up. That's interesting that he said that. Huh. In other news, Spotify also said they would pull left-wing rocker. Why do they say left-wing? Breitbart, come on, dude. Spotify says it will pull Neil Young's music from its platform. That's interesting. I don't think they're going to do that because he said, I apologize. Neil Young was like, no, don't do that. Sorry. Oh, my gosh. He sent him a letter taking back what he said. But I'm just interested in this whole thing. It's very, we'll see what happens in the coming weeks. But like I said, guys, you should hold your head up because honestly, dude, he's not going away. Whether he has to get his own platform or not. You saw this. Rumble is like, hey, come on over. We'll pay you the same money that Spotify's paying you. There are other people that want to support Joe Rogan. And the good thing we have on our side, if you're on Joe Rogan's side anyway, that's why I said our side. If you're not on Joe Rogan's side, well, I guess keep listening to the podcast. I don't really know what to tell you. This is the Toasty Podcast, and I would say I support Joe Rogan, but that's because he's, you know, one of the leaders in podcasting for a reason. You know, he's not the creator of it, but he's definitely certainly close to it. What's better is that one of his best friends is Dave Chappelle. So, you know what? Well, just because you don't have a black friend does not mean you're not racist. That's what they would say, right? Okay, get out of here, dude. I'm just trying to have a good life and be good to people and be nice and talk to people, you know? Does the woke want to live in a world where we just don't make eye contact with anybody and we just walk along and no waving, no none of that, no hospitality at all? Because if you have hospitality, you say anything, you're automatically accused of something? Like, that's what I see their path leading to. Look, guys, in other news, I want to go and make it a little bit more lighthearted. Let's talk about Hollywood, huh? Oh, yeah. The Matrix Resurrections is being sued by production partner Village Roadshow Entertainment. The studio is accused of releasing the film to HBO Max at the same time it was put into theaters. That's very true, because I literally watched it on HBO Max and it was out in theaters. That's hilarious. It opened December 22nd, but was also available online immediately then. But here's the deal. They're suing them now, and I think it's because they didn't get that good of like ratings. They didn't. The box office was like, it was nothing, you know? Nothing was happening there, so that's interesting to me. I'm going to read the article from Independent. Now, guys, if you want to know where I get my news sources from, I don't just go and scour articles. I use Ground News. It's ground.news is how you get to it on the web, and they have an app as well. But the thing, and this isn't even an ad, guys. I don't make money from even talking about Ground News. They don't even know I'm doing this, probably, unless you share the show. But they do an aggregation of all news articles and put it on each story. So this Matrix story has, what, 7, 8 different sources, and it'll tell you what bias these sources are as well. It has little columns that say center, center left, center right, right, left, far right. Like, it has all of that, bro. It's awesome. And it'll tell you the bias as well of either of all Twitter accounts that you want to search. That's just some random feature. I've actually never even really used that feature, but they tout it like it's something people want. So I don't know. If you want that, go check it out. This is from The Independent. The Matrix Resurrections producer Sue Warner Bros. Sorry for the audio. This is not my fault. Producers Sue Warner Bros. If you guys did not hear the audio, it was one of those videos that plays automatically when you go to a website. I freaking hate news websites. They're the worst. There's ads all over the place. They're riddled with ads. They freaking have autoplay videos and audio, plus videos that pop up on the corners. It's absurd. If you can't make money from doing what you love or what you know you can do, like writing articles and doing news, then maybe the free market should consider you done for. Anyway, Matrix Resurrections, Sue Warner Bros. For decimating box office sales with HBO Max release. Yeah, that was the whatever. You guys get the headline. You know, I really do think it's just a retaliation move because they didn't make any money from the box office. I really think so. WB's sole purpose in moving the release date of The Matrix Resurrections forward was to create a desperately needed wave of year-end HBO Max premium subscriptions from what it knew would be a blockbuster film. Oh, that's an interesting take. Despite knowing full well that it would decimate the film's box office revenue and deprive the Village Roadshow of any economic upside that WB and its affiliates would enjoy, the company alleged. Wow, that's a pretty big allegation there. They are assuming, I don't know if they're assuming, maybe they have evidence, I don't know. But that's crazy. So they knowingly moved it forward so that HBO Max subscriptions could be on the rise. Now, here's why that would make sense. It's from a stocks perspective, you know, end of year is a big deal, and maybe end of quarter is even a bigger deal for earnings, right? And a company comes out with earnings and they say, we made this much and it was up or it was down or whatever, right? Or neutral, and they give you the outlook. That's what an earnings call is. They give you the outlook of their company and what happened the past quarter. Now, maybe Warner Bros. Wanted to come out and say their quarter was phenomenal because they got way more HBO Max subscriptions. Huh? I mean, that's something, right? Look, I get it free with AT&T, and maybe that's another thing that's hurting them. I would never pay for HBO Max if it wasn't free with AT&T. Bottom line, they're going to get sued, and we'll see what happens. That is the random article of the day. And last but not least, here we go. Here we go. Did you know IRS is using facial recognition on your face for online account authentication? Did you know that? Because apparently they were, because the headline reads, U.S. IRS to stop facial recognition for new online account authentication. What the hell? Since when were they doing that? No one knew. Of course no one knew, because our government is not here for us. IRS will stop using controversial facial recognition software for taxpayers trying to access online tax accounts over concerns about privacy and security. Oh, no shit. The IRS said it would add additional verification tools that don't involve facial recognition, but didn't specify how those would work. Of course not. They're still going to use it. They're just not going to tell you again. The decision was immediately praised by Senate Finance Chair Ron Wyden. Well, I'm glad it was praised by him, but there's something going on back there. Of course there is. There always is. The Washington Times, I'll read it from there. Let's go. I want to know when they did this. Like, what the hell? Okay, but the IRS's record of computer problems and the involvement of a third party to run the service left Democrats and Republicans, wow, fuming. So apparently, they were pushing for this. Interesting. There was bipartisan pushback from it, or with it, for it, whatever, which is good. I'm glad. Thank you for that. You know, it's not always right against the left. You know, this is an issue that I think just goes completely against the Constitution in all shapes and sizes and forms and all that. Bipartisan, bro. They called the idea a disaster for privacy and security. Yes, correct. You guys want to see a social credit score, you know, like China? Well, this is the first step. IRS freaking using facial recognition to authenticate you, you know? When you're making purchases at stores and crap, imagine that. It's not just on your phone with Face ID, bro. It's in the streets, you know. They get access to the cameras, the street cameras, and what's next? You know, next step is social freaking credit score. So I'm just very weary about stuff like this ever since Snowden, you know. And who forgot about that, everyone? So we should really think about those kinds of things and bring that back up to the limelight, you know. Of course, no one wants that, apparently. While this Joe Rogan thing is going on, you guys need to be aware of other things happening as well. Even though it's the main news, everyone wants to talk about it. It's all over Facebook. It's all over Twitter and TikTok. But if you guys actually watch that, I'm sure my audience is not the type of people to watch TikTok. But, you know, full disclosure, I am on TikTok. So, apologies all around. Look, all I can say is there could be other stuff going on. There always is in big news cycles like this, like the Gabby Petito case. There was other things happening, I believe, behind the scenes. You know, I'm just your local conspiracy theorist, but I'm just saying, it's possible. Very possible indeed. Anyway, so I'll leave you guys with that, and I really hope you have a good day. This has been your Toasty Podcast, yeah, Toasty Politics, your political toast, whatever you want to call it. You know, I have so many freaking names, I can't ever decide what I want to actually pinpoint this thing as. I have trouble sticking to the politics idea because, you know, I don't always want to talk about politics, like the Matrix story. That wasn't really politics. I mean, there's some involved, of course. There's politics and everything, but it wasn't directly related to politics. And neither is Joe Rogan, except it ends up being that way because politics ruin everything. All right. So I hope you guys enjoy your day. If you haven't already, please hit the subscribe button and the follow button on Spotify and share the freaking show with your friends. Holy crap, how many times do I have to freaking ask you, dude? Come on, man.
That's why I'm trying to call you, girl.
Stay toasted.
Life's not fair and I'm here for that. See when I seem to be back for that. Learn as I go, just an act for that. Back for that. But this ain't one of them boom boom paps, and this ain't one of them smash collabs, and I go hard like smash and grab, it's a beer. Yeah. Now all I want to do is make clear that all I'm trying to do is rap, but not like one of them mumble queers, cause all they seem to know is trap. You notice how I switch the flow for y'all? Just to see y'all clap. But look, when it comes down to it, I'll get right down to it. Yeah.
Toasty.